Hi, everybody. Welcome to this episode of Home Energy Purification Stories. I'm your host, Michael Spencer, and I'm so happy to be here with you today. It is a gorgeous spring morning in South Central Pennsylvania at the time of this recording. And this is going to be a solo episode and probably a little bit shorter episode. I wanted to tune in for a little bit with you, let you know a little bit about me. Some of you might not be familiar with my background, and so I wanted to share a little bit as your host and as a guide and facilitator for home energy purification. I wanted to provide a little bit more background about me and also talk a little bit about intentions for this podcast, just to be clear about that. So let's see. I am a former mental health counselor and licensed professional counselor. I put my license on inactive status this past January so that I could feel a little bit more free and open to really dive into developing and sharing the home energy purification work without it having to be under the umbrella of a service called counseling. And this shift has really helped me to open up to listening more deeply to how home energy purification wants to emerge in the world, I guess I could say. And I think my own home energy purification process has really influenced this shift for me. And so home energy purification is all about purifying the energy of our homes by decluttering and shedding old baggage. And in the process, of course, what happens is we do a lot of inner decluttering and shedding. And so for me, as I as I got more clear through my own purification process and was paying attention to what I had in the space around me, it really started to get integrated within me so that I was being more and more clear about what am I inviting into my life on all levels. What relationships do I want to nourish and expand upon and deepen with people? And what relationships might I want to shift out of, maybe not spend as much time with certain folks if it doesn't seem to be uplifting both parties of the relationship? And also for my work, things got much more clear for me as I continued to purify that I didn't want to be operating under a license and a licensing board. I wanted to experience much greater freedom in how I could serve people. And it's been really exciting to go through that whole process of letting go of a license and walking in the professional world in a more open and free way. And it's given me the opportunity to explore how do these new services want to emerge in the world, and how do I get to facilitate that? And so part of what is happening then in conjunction with the professional changes that I've made is that my counseling practice name, Infinite Nature, is dissolving at this point, and a new business name that is the new container for home energy purification is emerging. And so this new name is Let's Purify, and there's such a good energy for me around feeling into the vibrations of that name, because it's collaborative, it's exciting, and to me there's this big question mark that says, what is going to emerge when we say, let's purify, and when we dive in together to this process? And so I had my counseling practice called Infinite Nature for about 3 years. And there's an Infinite Nature website, and that is going to be becoming inactive at the end of June of this year, so June of 2018. And the new website is letspurify.energy. So .energy is an available extension for websites, and I thought that was pretty cool. There's a guy who I follow named Andrew Martin, who's on YouTube and some other places, and his website is andrewmartin.energy. And when I heard that, I was like, that is really cool. And when I needed to have a new website domain for Let's Purify, I knew right away, oh, I want it to be a dot energy. And so if you look at the Let's Purify.energy website this week, right when this episode is released, you're going to find a website that is way under construction. And I'm dedicating pretty much all of my mental capacity this week to working on the website. I'm really, really excited about how it's coming together. I'm doing more design work on this than I was anticipating. And I'm not a web designer, except apparently I am a web designer because I'm working on this website. And let's see. So those were things I wanted to share about a little background and this transition from Infinite Nature to Let's Purify. So Infinite Nature is going to recede into the ether, and Let's Purify is emerging in some really awesome ways. And once things are up and running with a particular part of that website, I invite you to head over to letspurify.energy and click on the or add your name and email address if you'd like to be on the mailing list. There will be a little freebie that you'll get. And for people who get on the mailing list between now and the end of June, I'm going to be offering another free experience. It'll be a recorded visioning experience, which there'll be more information about that in the newsletters, and some pretty great discounts on some of my services if you join the newsletter and sign up for things before the end of June. So this is just my way of sharing my excitement and passion for this work. And oh, so this is a good segue to talk about the intentions for the podcast. So Home Energy Purification Stories, if you've been tuning in to the first four episodes, are stories of people who have done this work. And the purpose is to really ignite some inspiration and excitement about decluttering and purifying one's home. And because I know how challenging it can be to start the process, it is so easy to open up that closet door, that attic door, and initially go, I am getting in here. I'm totally doing this. I'm clearing this shit out. And then getting into it and going, holy crap, this is so much stuff. This is so overwhelming. I'm going to close the door. And it can wait, right? Because these stuck places in our attics, basements, garages, closets, or our bookshelves, or in our pantry, or whatever, they're really, really easy to deny and avoid. Because they're behind closed doors most of the time. And I know how challenging it can be to face it, because what we're doing is facing aspects of our shadows, our shadow selves. And we have shadow selves because it's easy to avoid and deny. And when we face these things, it is so liberating. And my intention for the work overall and for the podcast is to help people to experience greater freedom and liberation in their lives so that you can travel lighter and brighter and more free in your next phase of life right now, getting started now. And I also know that these processes of exploring and sorting through the bags, the boxes, the piles can be tedious. It can be boring. it can also bring up tremendous emotional distress, depending on the stuff that we have hidden away and that we don't want to look at. And I know from my work as a counselor that when we go into those dark places and we sort through it and we have this mental and emotional support, it can be the most exciting, relieving experience that can open up channels of energy that have been maybe blocked for decades. And it can open up these possibilities to creating space to manifest or bring into form your dreams. I am bringing into form this work that I think has been inside me since my conception point, to help people experience greater freedom and liberation in their lives. And I'm going to be willing to bet that there's something inside you that wants to emerge. And if you've been stuck in some way in doing that, home energy purification is one avenue to explore. It's one possibility. And there are zillions of possibilities. You know, we can open up those channels of energy and those dreams and desires through starting to exercise or changing our eating patterns or cleaning up our relationships and learning how to communicate. So home energy purification isn't the only way, my gosh, and it's a super exciting, liberating, awesome way to open up that which has been sitting stagnant. And what happens when there is this energy that's sitting stagnant in our attics, basements, garages, closets, etc., there's energy potential there. And energy always wants to move. Energy is always shifting, always coming into form, always becoming. And so when we stick it in a closet and shut it down, there's this vibration that happens, this energy potential that says, hey, I want to come out and play. And so the intention for the podcast and for the work itself is to help people to access the playful excitement that can come with clearing out this old stuff and sorting through it. It can feel like a treasure hunt. It can, the possibilities are endless. And so rather than it having to be drudgery and this horrible thing of, oh my God, I have to clean out my attic, there's a possibility that it can be really exciting. And does that mean that the whole thing is going to feel like sunshine and rainbows? Hell no. There's probably going to be some grief or some facing of old family or societal belief systems that you've been buying into that are crappy to face sometimes. And it's not all easy. And definitely not all sunshine, rainbows, and unicorns. And the sunshine and rainbows are always there, and the playfulness of the universe is definitely possible to tap into in this experience. So I've been going on a little bit, and I am just really excited, as you can tell, about this work, and I'm excited about the birthing and the coming into form of Let's Purify, this new container for offering the services. And yeah, I'm just feeling to see if there's anything else that I want to share. I invite you to check out the website, letspurify.com website. You're going to see it in its process of coming into form, which may be a little bit messy, and I'm actually somewhat surprised that I'm sharing that publicly, that I've gone ahead and published it while it's completely unfinished. And perhaps that's my willingness to share some of that vulnerability with you, because when people work with me, people are showing me their depth, their vulnerability, their mess. And a lot of times shame or embarrassment comes up about what has been left in these stuck places. And I am here to say I'm really open to walking that path with you. And on the website, there will be more information coming about the specific ways that we can work together. And yeah, and there will also be a do-it-yourself opportunity. It's called DIY Purify. So that'll be coming this summer, where you'll be able to watch some videos of me talking about all the different aspects of home energy purification so that you can do it on your own. And of course, I'm always available for one-on-one sessions. I have talked longer than I anticipated on this episode. I thank you for listening, and I'm really, really excited for everything that's to come with Let's Purify and home energy purification. So have a fantastic day, and much love to you. I just re-listened to that episode and realized at one point I said letspurify.com. And to be clear, the website is letspurify.energy. So I hope to be in touch with you soon, and keep on purifying.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.